There's an increase that we're seeing in debt and, you know, bankruptcies. Everything costs more these days. So we're going to see more defaults, and that is going to require companies to just stay on top of it. We have to be able to offer a something for everyone approach, not only when it comes to credit terms, but also when it comes to payment solutions. You have to make it as easy as possible so that, you know, you're eliminating as much risk as you possibly can. You don't want to give anyone an excuse to delay.
Welcome to Collecting Thoughts, CNR Software's new podcast. We are your one-stop shop for digestible industry news, anecdotes, and advice as told by the boots-on-the-ground industry leaders and subject matter experts. We'll be covering topics across the collection space, technology, and finance. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm happy to have you join us. Today's guest is Jennifer Wangler-Anderson, Managing Director of Credit and Collections at Lighthouse Lab Services. Jennifer received her degree in business management from the University of Glasgow in Scotland. As a dual national, she was able to have exposure to a diverse multicultural experience that she believes plays a huge part of her success in the credit and collections industry. Jennifer started her career in credit and collections as an analyst and worked her way to her current role of managing director. Jennifer learned so much along the road to leadership. Her management style and out-of-the-box thinking have been a huge part of her success story. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So that is a very interesting bio that you have dual citizenship and got your degree in Scotland. I'm actually in the process of dual citizenship for Ireland.
Oh, wow.
So why don't you walk me through how you got started in this industry and climbed to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually started out my life in nursing, my career life anyway. My dad said always, never put all your eggs in one basket. And so I always made sure I had a double degree, right? So I started out in nursing and enjoyed every aspect of it. But as industries were changing and burnout occurred and, you know, insurance kind of changed with how we deal with patients, I just decided it was time to make a career change. So 7 years after my nursing career, I ventured out into my business degree, and I still got to help people. So I've still fed that way, you know, but I got to help people from a different respect. I got to help businesses manage their money and kind of make people happy about paying their bills. And I was good at it. And so and it just led to this great career. And I'm super passionate about it. It is a lot of fun for me. And, you know, some people measure success with how much money they have in the bank. I measure success with getting to work my passion and live it every day. So super fun. And that's really what led me down the road of credit and collections, just the interaction with people and being able to help them, like I said, when I started.
That's great. Yeah, going from health and wellness to financial wellness. It's a good path that you got to take.
Yeah. So there's a lot of links to our financial wellness, to our health, you know? Stress causes health issues.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we talk a lot about in our content writing about different vulnerabilities and understanding, like, you have to approach people with a different strategy depending on their vulnerability. And one of them being, you know, obviously financial, but perhaps health vulnerabilities as well, like depending on what's going on, technical vulnerabilities, just making sure that you have a strategy that's going to help that person, no matter what's going on in their life, get to some kind of better financial health.
Absolutely. Yep. Strategy is definitely a key word that I use all of the time.
As someone who's been in the industry for as long as you have, I wanted you to just give me your thoughts on, you know, where do you see collections and creditors going? How have you seen processes evolve as technology has become more available, going from the kind of, let's say, broad stroke strategy that a lot of collections people had back in the day to now where it can be hyper-personalized and very granular to the individual situation?
Yeah, absolutely. So credit and collection industry has evolved over the years. The information age reshaped the landscape of our departments. 1970 brought the government involvement when Fair Reporting Act was passed. This set up the legal and regulatory standards to address complexities in the industry. Mandatory compliance made credit and collections departments have to do business smarter. And the initiative made the proactive front-end protection versus the reactive chase of unsecured debts more important than ever. Jump ahead to 2006. Well, in the 80s, you have, you know, your credit tools that are coming into place. You have your credit bureaus that are have gained nationality, you know, a triple use across the nation, put it that way. You have the FICO score that gets introduced and all of those things. So jump ahead to 2006. We get the Vantage score, and you have six of your 10 major banks using that. That whole age and era helped develop risk assessments, making the job of a credit and collections professional more imperative and easier at the same time. And over the years, I think that, you know, those tools have been developed so well that they've really allowed for more automation that has come into play. You take the mundane tasks out of our employees to allow them to focus and see more data and details that will allow more protection from that standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Data-driven strategies, right? I know a lot of people in the collections industry, especially lifers, right, that have been in it for quite a while that I speak to on the podcast, they have to find the balance. They talk about finding the balance between maintaining the core of their original strategy, so the relationship building, the actually making sure that they get a more humanized approach with the automation, right? Because we all have goals to hit and, you know, they're getting more and more aggressive every year. So finding that balance between making sure you can maintain a relationship with the customer that you're trying to help guide through the collections process while also using technology to make that better. We are all about, you know, using technology to help drive humanization forward, not necessarily technology or bus, right?
Absolutely. You know, and just down the road in the future, I do see more technology, but of course, with more technology comes more kind of compliancy roadblocks that we're going to face. You know, there are difficult hurdles that we're going to come in contact with, and you just have to stay diligent and on top of your compliance. You have to be knowledgeable about that and making sure your staff is knowledgeable and your business is operating according to those new guidelines will be imperative. The easier we try to make it, sometimes the harder it can be, but you just have to address it from your operation standpoint and make sure that your credit processes are there in place to maintain efficiencies.
Yeah, absolutely. The governance involved with making sure, especially as AI becomes more prominent in different areas within the credit and collection space. You know, you can have all these AI dreams, but you need to make sure that A, you're planning to go into it with value. So what specific purpose is this AI going to solve? And then having the governance around it, you know, who is going to make sure that your models are being fair and maintaining any compliance that is existing or will certainly be existing soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we'll also see more robust payment solutions and systems that get put in place once we get past all the compliance that, you know, the new compliance rules that we'll have to get past. I think we'll see that as well. There's an increase that we're seeing in debt and, you know, bankruptcies. Everything costs more these days. So we're going to see more defaults, and that is going to require companies to just stay on top of it. We have to be able to offer a something for everyone approach, not only when it comes to credit terms, but also when it comes to payment solutions. You have to make it as easy as possible so that, you know, you're eliminating as much risk as you possibly can. You don't want to give anyone an excuse to delay money that is owed to you, right, to delay paying that. And you got to make them happy. That's the goal. Make them happy to pay money.
Yeah, make them happy and make it easy is a recurring statement that comes up. You know, a lot of people, no one wants to be in collections, right? It's an uncomfortable position to be in. You know, sometimes you just got to make it easy for them to find that pay button. And as you mentioned, more people are falling into delinquency. We're now seeing different age groups falling into delinquency that are used to being able to pay with something like Apple Pay or just, you know, different than even just the basic self-serve online portals that are pretty commonplace now. It's continuously chasing and evolving.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's just a process. And we all just have to stay on top of it. But even with incorporating all these new goodies and this new tech that's going to come into play, there's some good old school rules and activities that we should never lose. And that's one thing that I teach to anyone that I have the honor of being a mentor to, right? I enjoy passing it along. Like you said earlier, just developing those relationships. You can automate and you can send dunning notices and you can send reminders and things like that. But those phone calls and even personal emails are so important to make that client feel like they're your business partner. You want to do away with that parent-stepchild relationship, you know, the negatives in those, and you want to make it a partnership where you both are contributing and you need each other because that promotes priority, right? And who do we pay? We pay our priorities first. So partnerships are so important in those relationships. And then the other part of it is just making sure that your contracts, the verbiage, the crash of 2008 promoted an environment to where personal guarantees once again became accepted in business-to-business relationships. And so push for those. Like, don't be afraid of it. It's not a dirty word anymore. Everyone is aware of it, and not everyone is going to accept it, but just don't go into it afraid to ask for it because there's so much protection. You know, it's one thing to close a business, but it's another thing to close a business and then have to worry about your personal aspect as well. You know, that's a huge, different kind of risk. So if you can protect your company and the money that you're lending out to people with those just a double, you know, double signature, then by all means, ask for it. People expect it these days, and it's just something to keep in mind. And then obviously, just the other thing I would like to see people take into the future is always be the voice of reason and of reconciliation and negotiation. Again, have that something for everyone, plan and approach, give your employees the flexibility to be creative with payment plans and terms and, you know, things like that. Give them some ownership in their duties because it goes a long way with morale and just efficiency and productivity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said. Jennifer, this has been such a great conversation. I really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else that you want to touch on before we sign off?
Not that I can think of. Honestly, I think we're going into a very exciting new era for all of this industry. I think, you know, the tech that's going to come out is exciting. I think that as credit and collection professionals, we are in our time to really shine. We're needed more now than ever. You know, we're in that industry where we're always going to be needed. But I think these next couple of years, we're really going to get to show our stuff. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much again. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Take care.